Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, October 6th, we once again look back at what was a dark day in Bajan history. That October 6th in 1976, when an act of terrorism resulted in the deadliest incident in Barbados's aviation history, when a Cuban Airlines aircraft was destroyed, crashing just off the island's west coast, killing everyone on board. Shortly after the stricken aircraft plowed into the Caribbean Sea in view of shocked sea bathers on nearby beaches, two tugs from the Bridgetown Harbor named Leon Brown and Moa Barson, respectively, were pressed into service to recover both debris from the broken aircraft, including the fuselage, and more gruesomely, the mutilated corpses and parts of bodies that floated in the water. Personnel from the U.S. Naval Base that was then located at Harrison's Point, St. Lucie, rendered assistance in bringing the bodies onto a pier in the harbor, where they were examined by medical staff from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Hundreds of Barbadians gathered around to view the grisly spectacle, whilst tourists looked on from their vantage point on the cruise liner, the Cunard Countess, which was berthed nearby. The remains were then taken to that institution's morgue and to several funeral homes. The luggage from the airplane was taken from the sea at Paradise Beach. For several days after, local and Cuban law enforcement officials on board Coast Guard vessels scoured the sea near the crash zone and up to a 2-mile area outward for more bodies and other bits of debris. The depth of the sea at that point proved too deep for divers to be able to recover any debris from the ocean floor. No more intact bodies were recovered. Newly elected Prime Minister JMGM Tom Adams sent condolences to the President of Cuba, Fidel Castro. And within days of the crash, the new government that came to power in the September 2nd election promised that a judicial inquiry would be held to determine the cause of the incident. Local police went to Trinidad, where the constabulary there had nabbed two Venezuelan men who had quickly fled Barbados shortly after the plane crash. The Barbadian officers had gone to that country to interview the men. Eventually, those suspects provided information that led to two other men, as well as themselves, being brought before a military tribunal in Venezuela. As gloomy as the incident was, it did not derail the opening of Parliament that took place that same evening. Over the days immediately following this day, October 6, 1976, in the Barbados newspaper, at least, there was some coverage in relation to the latest developments in the matter. However, such coverage quickly took a backseat to the public's overjoyed response to the news that a much-hated sales tax that had been introduced by the DLP-led administration in 1974 had been immediately abolished by the incoming BLP government.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.